promises are longer. It is unending. The promise of God cannot be thwarted. The promise of God is longer than life. The promise of God is very wide, you know. The promise of God is deeper than the grave and higher than the clouds. Are you hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit through this program? God's promises are sure and true. And you must rejoice. You must. It is a must. It is not an option for you to be sad today, because God is speaking to me to tell you that to those who love God, to those who trust God, to those who honor God, God's promise is always available. So you must evaluate yourselves. If some of you are complaining, why until now? It's been a long time that I'm waiting for the answer. But why? What happened? Lord, Lord, why? That is my question in my life before. When I go through some trials and difficulties and hardship of life, when my daughter passed away, when my husband passed away, when all the things that I have, the house, the car, the ministry, the money, the business, I lost everything. But one thing I stand for is the promise of God that He will never ever leave me. He will never ever forsake me. If my God, and my God is your God, if He do it to me, you will receive the promise of God. God's promise is unending. It couldn't be only end if you give up. Hallelujah. Father, I pray today in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that those who are under the sound of this voice, that those who are watching or hearing this program through radio and every platform, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree in the name of Jesus, they will keep on believing on you. They will keep on trusting in you. And they will keep honoring you, God, because you are the God that never forsaken them. You are the God that never leave your people, O God. Father, in the name of Jesus, O God, I cancel every voice that is not in alignment with your power today, O God. I dismantle it through the blood of Jesus and the fire of the Holy Ghost. I destroy every doubts, every worry, every fear, every infirmity that caused them to doubt the promise of you, God, in their situations, God. Father, I decree that they will keep on believing. These people, these brothers and sisters are unstoppable, O God. I decree that you will believe God's promise is yes and amen. God's promise is yes and amen. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for the Holy Ghost fire. Fill the atmosphere with your presence in your glory, O God. And I decree and declare that your promise cannot be delayed, that your promise cannot be thwarted in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, thank you, thank you. There is no one else like you, God. There is no one else like you, God. I thank you, Lord God, for those who are on this channel, O God, on this podcast, O God. I know, God, they are anointed and appointed to hear your voice today. God, I worship you. Come on, open your mouth. Open your heart unto the Lord. Open your ears in the name of Jesus. Well, and God is doing a mighty works in your life right now in Jesus' name. Today, I want to talk about God's promise. I said a while ago, God's promises in your life, God's promises in the situations that you are in right now, God's promises to your finances, it cannot be delayed, it cannot be thwarted, it cannot be erased, hallelujah. But remember, I want to talk about the rewards of God's promises. You know, the promise of God is there. The promise of God is always available, but to those only who believe. And it's a matter of positioning yourselves, whom you are believing. Are you believing to the situations that is happening in your life? Are you believing to the circumstances of the world right now? That some of you are in financial like band-aids because of so much financial stress that is going on in the world, and you are looking in the natural lenses. You are not looking in the supernatural lenses, that the promise of God cannot stop. It cannot be erased. God's promise is unstoppable. But in order for you to have a reward of God's promises, in order for you to tap in or to step into the promise of God, you need to do something for yourself. You need to position yourselves in the name of Jesus. Number one that I know and I do is ask for it. The promise of God, ask for it. Ask. You need to ask God. Amen. You need to ask God. It is written, you must meditate James 4:10. Because if you want things, you do not have them. So you are ready to stop the promise of God because you are not asking. You are not asking. What is your needs today? What do you want to happen to your life or to your finances or to the situations of your family? What are the things that you are asking from God and you didn't open your mouth? You keep on complaining. You keep on complaining. You keep on positioning yourself to the negative situations because you are looking at the natural lens. I come to tell you today, look at the supernatural lens. The eyes of the Lord is looking to those who are believing. The eyes of the Lord is looking to those who really trust God. The eyes of the Lord is looking to you if you are in doubt or if you are in faith. Do you know that you do not get what you want because you do not ask God? Ask God. Ask God. From today, you must ask God. When you are asking God in the name of Jesus, you must rely on God. Relying on God is trusting God. God says in His Word, I always say this, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, until 7, you read that. Says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. Acknowledge Him and He will give you direction. And He will direct your path. Whatever you are asking from God, if it is finances, God will connect you to a supernatural sources in the name of Jesus. Relying God is trusting God. When you rely on God, you are depending only God. When you depend God, amen, God will connect you to the divine source that can help you. Amen. Hallelujah. And learn to pray for it. You must pray in faith. In order for you to pray in faith, what are the situations that you are in right now? Lock it with the promise of God. What is the promise of God pertaining to your finances? Says in Philippians 4:19, He is the God that supplies all your needs. So if He is God in your situation, if He is God in your life, if He is God in your family, if He is God in your finances, what are you looking for? What are you trusting for? Are you trusting for the call of those institutions that you cannot pay your card? Hallelujah. No, in trusting God, you depend God. You decree and declare, you see it, believe it until the manifestations, and thank the Lord for the manifestations. Learn to pray in faith with the word of God and be specific when you pray. Be specific in your prayer. Lord, the Bible says, give us today our daily bread. What are that daily needs that you have? Thank God for the power of the release of the promise of God in your life. Step in. Get out of your comfort zone that you are always looking for your bank account. You are always looking for the bills that is not yet paid. You are looking for the situations of your health. You are looking for your children that it looks like they are crazy. But if you put the supernatural lens of the Most High God in the name of Jesus, you respond, it matters. You respond, create the atmosphere of supernatural release of God of what you are asking for. So the other one is be content. I'm not saying that you must be content because you are in short aid. What I said is be content. Be content. God knows in Philippians 4:12, God knows already what you need. And He know it. He know when you have plenty. He know when you don't have. But I have learned the secret of being content in every situations of life, because God is looking for what is the response of your mouth, what is the response of your mind, what is the response of your behavior. Are you complaining? Are you whining? God knows already the need before your situations arrive. Hallelujah. Contentment doesn't mean not having financial plans or financial goals. Contentment doesn't mean not having financial plans or financial goals. I'm not saying that you are contented for what you are right now. I'm not saying that you are contented to the atmosphere that you are in right now. But contentment means my happiness does not depend on my circumstance. Contentment means my happiness is not dependent on the situations that I am going through right now. Contentment means my happiness is not depending on am I pleasing people or I'm pleasing God. Contentment in the name of Jesus is you are happy because you know God knows already your situations before you've been there. And if you want a breakthrough anointing and a breakthrough spirit must be locked in inside of you in the name of Jesus. So eliminate discontentment. Eliminate complaint in your life. Eliminate those carnal eyes that you see all your surroundings are negative. Eliminate is. Stop comparing yourself to others. Stop comparing yourself this man is like this, and why? I didn't do that. I'm not like that. I'm not like that. Stop. Eliminate discontentment in your life. Another thing that I do in order to tap into the promise of God, in order to tap into to a joyful and happy life is, are you a cheerful giver? You keep on asking God for breakthrough of your finances. You keep on asking God that, Lord, I will bless me so that I can give you. God will not bless you. God is looking for your faith. What is in your hand? Are you conditioning the promise of God? Are you giving like a wall in the covenant of blessing of finances in your life? The Bible says in Proverbs 3 verse 9 and 10, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruit of all you produce. Then your barn will be filled with plenty and your butts will be bursting with vine. Honor. Are you honoring God? Oh, I don't have wealth. You said it, so you will have it. You are a wealth. Wealth is inside of you. Are you honoring God? And you keep on asking God the blessing. You want a blessing, but you don't want to bless God. God says God loves a cheerful giver. In order for you to tap in, step out of your comfort zone with your finances. Step out of your comfort zone in your giving. Step out of your comfort zone in your honoring God. You only honor God when you have a lot of money. You only honor God when your body is well. You only honor God when there is a bursting, overflowing blessings in your life. Do you know that the best place to honor God is when you are in need of certain things, when you are in need of finances? Do you know that the best place to honor God? Do you know the best place to step in the name of Jesus, to tap into the overflow of the unstoppable favor of God is when you cannot do anything except the things that is in your hand right now? What are the things in your hand? Look at Moses, amen, hallelujah. When he keep on complaining because there is wilderness happening in the name of Jesus, what did God says? What is in your hand? The stick is in your hand. Your hand has something that you are keeping, but you are not releasing. What is in your hand? What is in your room? What is in your mind? Release it in the name of Jesus. God loves a cheerful giver. Whoever sows sparingly, generously shall reap. Whoever sows sparingly, they will receive sparingly. But whoever sow generously, they shall reap generously. So that things, the law of harvest does not only apply to money. If you sow criticism, you will reap criticism. And remember, you will always reap more than what you sow. You will always reap more than what you sow. Whenever, do you know that whenever I have a need, hallelujah, my God is an overflowing. Whenever I have a need, I plant a seed connected with my need. And I prove it. God is faithful. I'm talking to you. God is talking to you. Do you have a need? Might be your need is about healing. Might be your need is about paying your mortgage, paying your rent. Might be your need is your family, restorations of your family. Might be your need is about job, your business, restorations of your business. God is telling me to tell you what is in your hand right now. I said a while ago, when I have a need, I plant a seed. Your need is connected to your seed. In the name of Jesus. Because God says to me to tell you, to speak to you, woman of God, man of God, pastors, churches, leaders, worker. God says, my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts is higher than your thoughts. The Lord says, the Lord of harvest is telling me to tell you, the best time to give, the best time to tithe, the best time to sow is when you are in debt, because in that circumstances, God will show you that truly his ways is higher than your ways. Get out of that ways. Get out of that comfort zone. And God is about to do something supernatural, divine release in your life. Father, I declare that they hear your voice today in the name of Jesus, oh God. You cover them with the blood of Jesus today, oh God, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you want to be blessed, be a blessing. Please subscribe, share this, and you watch in the name of Jesus. The manifestations is overtaking place right now. The manifestations of your breakthrough is overtaking right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.